Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Who would have thought we'd have a Will Howard topic today, Limits? That was very exciting.
Yeah,
for
not
all
me.
Involved.
Not me, but he's a very polarizing figure, Joe.
That came from Crowley and Cabali. He is a polarizing figure. In the meantime, there are many issues to talk about with the Steelers. I believe we are in the middle of a six-pack there about the fact of how big this game is nationally for people to watch on Sunday night, for the Steelers as far as are they for real, and for the Steelers as just a swing game, like keeping a little bit of separation or really coming back to the pack with a loss. You know what I mean? They go to 4-3 and all of a sudden the Bengals beat the Jets. I can't believe it, but the Bengals will be right there. Then the Ravens all of a sudden would be 2-5, just a couple games back. Yeah, two games back, right? With two games against the Steelers still this season. Lamar's back. That Bengals loss was just god-awful and damaging, wasn't it?
Yeah, gut-wrenching for them, and especially thinking about the Colts on the other side of the game, of the Packers game as well. Whether you believe them to be contenders or pretenders, they still have the best record in the AFC. And their offense has been significantly efficient with Daniel Jones at quarterback. This is not going to be an easy stretch. This is where we are going to find out who this team truly is.
Let's go to the phone lines, Limits. Who do we have?
Let's go to Lee. He's downtown.
Hey, Lee.
Hi, Lee. What's going on?
I think all the games last week, or the games that just went past, showed you that you got to have a number two receiver. And I think, you know, it's like a baseball term, the book. You know, we're getting into the weeks where I think all this tricks and these tight end things are going to get exposed. You got to go get a number two receiver. And if you're all in with Aaron Rodgers, what's giving up a second round pick for Chris Olave? You're not going to get another second round pick next year. Whoever you get in the second round is not going to be NFL ready like Chris Olave is. So you might as well go ahead and give up that second round, or I'm giving up a third round and Alex Highsmith. Who's going to say no?
Alex Highsmith for Olave? No, I will.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
I'm not doing that. Alex Highsmith, even though we ripped him earlier in the show, I think is still a very viable NFL player. If I'm going to go out and get a
your aging quarterback some support, I mean,
Aging quarterback's doing fine. The offense doesn't worry me. I'm not sitting around thinking, oh my God, Aaron Rodgers needs more support. They just scored 30 points against the Bengals.
They're a terrible defense. You're going to be playing way better defenses than the Cincinnati Bengals defense.
Well, you're also going to get Calvin Austin back. You also had Freiermuth play on the outside. I'm not arguing that they couldn't use another receiver. I'm just saying the problems lie on defense, and I'm not ready to make that kind of trade for a guy. Let's talk about the defense. How would you fix that?
Who are you going to trade for? On the defense side, unless you're going to trade for Jeffrey Simmons?
I don't know. I don't think there is anybody. You need a better scheme and the players to play better. I think some of the moves you made were wrong.
Let me ask you one question. Are they going for it or not? If you're going for it, then you need to go make a move. If you're telling me they're going for it, and if you get Aaron Rodgers, that's telling me you're going for it. So you got Aaron Rodgers. He's playing at a high level. You need to go give him a viable option. I mean, if you're going
for it, do you not like Calvin Austin? I thought he was off to a pretty good start.
I like Calvin Austin as number three. I don't like him as a number two, because you're one injury away with DK going down, and now you're dependent on
I do agree with that. I do agree for insurance purposes that would be a good move. In fact, overall, it would be a good move. I just don't think that – what?
What's a second-round pick for Chris Olave? Whoever you get in
you said Alex Highsmith.
Is not. I said either a second-round pick. It's either going to take me a second-round pick, or I will give you a third-round pick and either Alex Highsmith or Freiermuth. I got to have a dynamic number two receiver. That's what you have to have in today's game.
I don't know. My problem was with the defense. That's what I'll say first, is that my problem was with the defense. I just think this overall obsession with a number two receiver, when by the way, we've been talking about Freiermuth disappearing from the offense. Is this number two receiver going to get in and get a ton of targets? You can't even get TK Metcalf the ball last game. What do you have, four targets? So, I don't know, man. The offense, to me, right now, is not the issue. I do agree. If you can go out and get a two receiver, that would be nice. That would be nice, especially as insurance for Metcalf on the days that you do decide to use him. That would be great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Defense is the issue with this team. In the meantime, I think that Rodgers probably has an adequate amount of weaponry to work with between Metcalf, a healthy Austin, Fryer is 18 tight ends, running backs out of the backfield. That's not the problem to me right now. Limits. People can call now to win a $100 cash card, and passes for a night out to see Springsteen. Deliver Me From Nowhere, 20th Century Studios presents Springsteen. Deliver Me From Nowhere, starring Jeremy Allen White as the boss. I got a sneak preview of this. Unbelievable movie, and it happens to chronicle my favorite Springsteen album, which is what? Wrong. Nebraska. The film chronicles the making of that 1982 album, which I love because it's mostly acoustic. It's unbelievable. He was young at the time, on the cusp of global superstardom, and sort of struggling to reconcile the pressures of success, which were coming at that point, and the ghosts of his past. And the movie does a great job of sort of laying all that out. And with Jeremy Allen White just doing an unbelievable job. So don't miss the highly anticipated film Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere, only in theaters Friday. And we're going to go with caller number three for that $100 cash card and passes for a night out to see the movie. And you can also, caller number three can take a stab at what lyric this is. This is pretty easy if you're a Springsteen fan. And it's not from Nebraska, but it's a famous lyric. The screen door slams. Mary's dress sways, limits, like a vision she dances across the porch as the radio plays. So caller number three, you tell Limits what song that is, and then you also get the cash card and the night out. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Who else is on the line, Limits, please?
All right, let's go to our guy Greg in Youngstown to chime in.
Hello, Greg. What's up?
Hey, not much. I'm not much of a Springsteen fan, tell you the truth. Not much.
Well, good. Then you're not calling for the tickets.
His best album's that second one he did, The Wild, The Innocent, and The East Street Shuffle. That's
yes.
His best album.
Yeah. He didn't do too many bad ones early on.
No. I think the stuff later on was lame, but that's my... Most of those guys, once they get older, their albums become lame. Hey, so if I'm going to get anything, I'm getting a defensive lineman. We got to bulk up that defensive line. That defensive line stinks. You know, we're not going to win anything if we can't stop the run and get some pressure up the middle. I don't care about a receiver. We got enough targets. Don't waste their time. You know what I mean?
Well, here's the thing. How are they not better along the defensive line? You know what I mean? Well, all we heard about was Y.A. Black, like he was going to become more famous than Y.A. Tittle in his career. Plus, they had Harmon, Hayward, Benton. I mean, this was supposed to be, and in some games has been. Just the week before, they were destructive against the Vikings. Keanu Benton had the game of his career. So, but I do, having said that, I agree. If you can bring in a veteran defensive lineman to help you, that might be the one position. Now, a lot of people would say corner, and I agree, but what's out there for corner?
No, no. And here's the thing. The biggest loss we ever had on our team was when we lost to it, and the nose tackle that went to the Eagles. Those are our two biggest losses.
Hargrave,
we never replaced those guys. Yeah, Hargrave never replaced those guys.
Yeah.
We never replaced them. We went down the – really, our defense went down the drain after we lost both those guys.
Okay. I there's a lot I agreed with there and some things I didn't, but we have the Springsteen guy on the line. Is he going to tell us what lyric what song those lyrics are from?
Yes, so Mike – is our winner of the tickets. Let's see if he can name the lyric,
Mike. The lyric being, the screen door slams, Mary's dress sways. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. What song is it?
Rosalita.
No, it's Thunder Road. Oh, my God. Is this the guy who won?
Mike, you still win, but you got it wrong. Dang.
That ruins my day. What can I say?
Well, your day should be made that you got tickets to the movie and $100 cash card. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah. Congrats, buddy.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks a lot, man.
See ya. Poor guy. Or should I say the fortunate guy? A little bit of both, I guess.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.